Chapter 45, What is Mental Prayer? Mental prayer is the lifting up of our heart to God, accompanied with an actual or virtual request for something we desire. It is an actual request when we clothe our thought or desire with unspoken words, mentally forming such sentences as these, or others like them. O Lord, grant me this grace, for thy name's sake. Or, O Lord, I believe it is in accordance with thy will and for thy glory that I should ask and receive this grace from thee. Accomplish therefore now thy divine will in me. And when you feel the assaults of your enemies, say thus, My God, haste thou to help me, that I yield not to mine enemies. Or, My God, my refuge, thou strength of my heart, help me speedily, lest I fall. And continue to pray in this way until the struggle is over, manfully resisting your enemy all the while. When the heat of the conflict is past, turn to your Lord and present before him the enemy who has been attacking you and your own frailty in resisting him, and say, See, O Lord, the creature of thy bounty, which thou hast made with thy hands and redeemed with thy blood. Behold also thine enemy who strives to pluck it out of thine hand and to devour it. To thee, O Lord, I fly for succor. In thee alone do I trust. For thou art almighty and infinitely good, and knowest my weakness and my proneness to yield myself up a willing captive to mine enemies unless thou help me. Help me, therefore, my hope and the strength of my soul. It is a virtual request when we lift up our heart to God to gain some grace, showing him our need without molding our thoughts into words or sentences. When, for instance, I lift up my mind to God and present before him the consciousness of my own inability either to defend myself from any evil or to perform any good action, and burning in his presence with a desire to serve him, I humbly and faithfully await his help and admire and intently gaze upon the Lord himself. This confession of our weakness, enkindled with fervent desire and faith towards God, is a prayer which virtually asks for what I want. And the more convinced we are of our weakness when we acknowledge it, and the more ardent our desire, and the more vivid our faith, the more efficacious will our prayer be. There is another and more swift kind of virtual prayer, which consists of a mere glance of the mind towards God, so as to implore his help, which glance is, as it were, a silent remembrancer, asking for the grace which we had before prayed for. We should strive to form the habit of praying in this way, for it is a weapon of more value and assistance than I can say, as experience has shown, and one which we may lay hold of at all times and on all occasions. Chapter 46 of Meditation. If you wish to spend some time in prayer, half an hour or an hour or more, you will do well to make a meditation on the life and passion of Jesus Christ, and in it always apply his actions to the particular virtue which you are seeking to gain. Thus, if you are seeking to obtain patience, you would select for your subject of meditation the mystery of the scourging. Consider first how, after the command was given by Pilate, our Lord was dragged with scoffs and cries by wicked men to the place appointed for his scourging. Secondly, think how he was stripped by them with impatient fury of his garments, so that his most pure flesh was left naked and exposed. Thirdly, consider how his innocent hands were tightly bound with hard cords and fastened to the pillar. Fourthly, consider how his whole body was torn and gashed with blows, so that his divine blood in streams ran down to the ground. Fifthly, see repeated lashes fall upon the same place, exasperating the wounds already made. Whilst you dwell upon these or similar points of consideration, in order to gain patience, first apply your senses to feel in the highest degree possible the intense agony and acute suffering which your dear Lord endured in every part of his most sacred body, and throughout all of it at once. Then pass to his interior sufferings, and strive to enter into the meekness and patience with which he bore so great agonies in his most holy soul, and consider how, unsatisfied with these, he hungered to suffer even more excruciating sufferings for the glory of his Father and for our good. Then see him inflamed with the fervent desire that you should willingly bear your affliction, and, still turning to his Father, behold him praying for you, that he would vouchsafe to give you grace patiently to bear your cross, both that which is now weighing heavily upon you, and all others which may be laid upon you hereafter. Here bend your will again and again to will to suffer all with a patient spirit, and then, turning to the Eternal Father, thank him for having, out of his pure love, sent his only begotten Son into the world to endure such bitter pain and to intercede for you. Then ask him through the merit of the works and prayers of his beloved Son to grant you the virtue of patience.